Football Association President Aisha Johansson and her former secretary Chris Kamara had been facing charges for misappropriation of funds, but Justice Regina Flynn Monday cleared the two of all charges. Anti-Corruption Commission Chair Francis Ben Kai Fala says without any prejudice and with all due respect for the judge, the commission plans to appeal the ruling because it disagrees with the judge's interpretation of misappropriation of public funds.
Whilst I am away in Vienna, the judgment has been sent to me, and I have reviewed it, and my preliminary observation of everything is that we have concerns at the way the judge addressed the issue of misappropriation of public funds. The precedent that he has established is a very dangerous one for the fight against corruption, particularly when it comes to what constitutes misappropriation. Because he is basically saying, if you are giving money to do a specific thing, and you do something else, if what you did is not dishonest, then you will not be guilty of misappropriation. But the tests we have on the issue clearly establish otherwise. So while we have no issue with this general judgment, we believe that he did all he could in his own best ability as a judge, and we respect his decision. We believe those issues have to be looked into by a higher tribunal, and that is why we are considering appealing against that. And even the way he views about the evidence, some evidence which you think he used indicate the accused persons were a little bit extrinsic. So these are all things we are looking into, and we are considering appealing against it. Without any prejudice or with all due respect to the judge and his decision, we respect it, but the commission, we believe that the law has to be listened to. And preliminarily, our position is that we are going to appeal.
Mr. Chairman, as you know, Sierra Leone lost a great deal because of this case. FIFA suspended the Sierra Leone Football Association from its ranks on the grounds of government interference. Sierra Leone's qualifying matches for the 2019 African Cup of Nations were scrapped. The Confederation of African Football Association then disqualified Sierra Leone from the qualifying campaign. The country lost a great deal, so the question is it worth it?
Well, there's a price to pay for doing the right thing sometimes. The country took a position after the change of regime that we were serious about the fight against corruption. And you know, with the benefit comes the burden. If this particular case is a burden we have to bear as a country, I think the people are mentally prepared to stand with it, because they understand that we are the Anti-Corruption Commission are doing the right thing. We are doing this in the interest of the country. Corruption is a very dangerous thing. For so long, we have been babysitting corruption in Sierra Leone. For the first time, the people can see that real conscientious effort is being put into fighting corruption. We have won 17 straight cases. This is the first case that has been lost since I became commissioner. We have recovered nearly $2 million of stolen funds within the past 11 months. So these gains are very substantial that the country will have to weigh a balance. But at the position we are coming from at this stage is that fighting corruption is more important than anything else. And that is what we are doing. And this case is there, a testament of our resolve to fight corruption. That is why when people came saying that if you don't reverse the decision, we will ban you, we said our laws are supreme, and our law says that if a person is being tried for corruption, the person has to step aside. We prefer to stand by our laws, and that is a very privileged position that we are in. I think we did that with pride and love for our country, and I'm very proud for my countrymen for standing by us when we took that decision, and we still stand by it.
Mr. Chairman, we're always very happy to speak with you, and thank you very much.
You're welcome, James.